Something new today from our friends at Zoom. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 15th day of October. Thanks for being here, everybody. The new jobless numbers are not pretty. L'Oreal is bucking the work-from-home trend, but employees are not happy. Oh, and today is tax day for millions of Americans. Some Amazon Prime Day numbers for you, well, sort of, anyway. Peloton and Nordic Track are in court, and Peloton, by the way, has issued a recall. We've got the numbers from Wall Street, and it seems that college freshmen are taking a pass. The business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. My name is Michael Libby. Thanks for joining us again today. And by the way, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour, where we put stuff out all the time, or so it would seem. You know, pretty soon that Zoom event could cost you. Today we learned that concerts, bar-hosted happy hours, and online conferences will soon have a paywall. Zoom announced it will allow businesses to charge admission for their virtual events. Conferences, of course, are a natural fit, but the product could be a boom for small firms that have turned to the video platform to bring in extra income through shows or book readings. Zoom says it won't take a cut of the ticket sales for now, anyway. To use the product, users will need a paid subscription account, and the number of attendees permitted will be based on the subscription level. Only U.S.-based firms can charge admission, with a global rollout expected next year. Each week, the Labor Department releases the number of people who file for first-time unemployment. Analysts had predicted that this week the numbers would go down, but it didn't. U.S. states now saw another 898,000 Americans file first-time unemployment insurance claims last week. That represents an unexpected rise in new claims with the pandemic still on the way and another round of fiscal stimulus out of reach. The experts had predicted jobless numbers would be pegged at 825,000, and the number today was even higher than the week prior by 53,000 people. And while the numbers today represented the seventh straight week that initial claims came in below the 1 million mark, new claims have stubbornly been above 800,000 for many weeks. And because of a steady stream of new layoffs, the economic recovery continues to limp along. And these numbers could be just the start of more layoffs as COVID-19 continues to rage across the nation. What is even more sobering is that these new unemployment numbers do not include anything from California, the nation's most populous state. You see, California had paused sending in unemployment numbers so they can catch up on current claims. So did the markets react to the labor report? Yeah, they did. And I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. L'Oreal USA, which employs nearly 11,000 people and whose brands include Garnier, Lancôme, and Urban Decay, is following through on an ambitious plan to bring its U.S. offices to 50% capacity, even as smaller companies keep their offices shuttered. With offices in 13 states, L'Oreal has adjusted its plans for returning to the office according to local guidance. The company confirmed that capacity in the office will not exceed more than 50%, and that returning employees will be admitted to offices on a rotating schedule that alternate with working from home time. But, and you knew there would be one, some employees are calling the company out for putting people in danger, saying that it's, quote, complete BS and nobody wants to go back in person, end quote. For its part, L'Oreal says employees who do come back to the office are required to clean their desks three times a day. Hey, by the way, today is tax day. What I mean is that today is the deadline for taxpayers who sought additional time to complete the prior year's return. Bear in mind now, the taxes that you owed for 2019 should have been paid by July 15th. That was the new deadline the Treasury Department had set due to the pandemic. About 12 million taxpayers have asked the taxman for more time to get their paperwork in, that according to data from the IRS. Well, this is interesting. For the first time in the history of Prime Day, Amazon didn't send out a message that it was the biggest shopping event ever, even though it was. The company announced the results of its two-day shopping event that took place on October 13 and 14, praising the success of third-party sellers on the platform who, Amazon says, raked in $3.5 billion in sales. Amazon says those sellers saw a 60% increase in sales since last year's Prime Day event. But noticeably absent from Amazon's results was a declaration that it was the biggest Prime Day ever, even though Amazon confirmed to Business Insider that it was the biggest sales event in company history. So why the switch? Well, it could be that Amazon's shift from promoting its own Prime Day success to publicizing the sales of third-party sellers comes roughly a week after the U.S. House Judiciary Committee released the findings of its investigation into Amazon. That report said the company was driving third-party sellers out of business by using data gleaned for their sales to push products of its own. And that, by the way, is a claim that Amazon has denied. Peloton Interactive was sued for patent infringement by Icon Health and Fitness, the maker of the Nordic Track bike, escalating the legal tussle between the two fitness equipment companies. Icon's lawsuit, filed today in federal court in Delaware, is built around patent infringement claims for two features Peloton added to an exercise bike that was released in September. And what were they? Well, a swiveling touch screen and automatic change of resistance levels during classes. In the lawsuit, Icon claims that it was issued a patent for the resistance level feature, which Peloton now calls Auto Follow, in 2007, and a second patent last year that allows for a seamless mix of aerobic and anaerobic exercise. Now, both are part of the Bike Plus, Peloton's latest offering in several Nordic Track products. The two companies have crossed swords before. New York-based Peloton sued Icon back in May, claiming the company copied its patent feature for making pre-recorded online classes seem live. And in a related story today, Peloton said that they are recalling pedals on 27,000 bikes because of injuries. In a blog posted on its website, Peloton said the recall applies to PR70P pedals, which were placed on bikes sold between July of 2013 and May of 2016. Peloton said it has received 120 reports of pedal breakages and 16 reports of injuries due to the first generation of pedals. Of those injuries, 5 people required medical care. While no other versions of its pedals have been affected by the recall, Peloton says it recommends customers change their bike pedals annually. Wall Street suffered another down day today, but it could have been worse. The Dow sank by 19 points to settle at 28,494. It was down at one point by over 300 points. The NASDAQ was down by 54 points, ending the day at 11,713, and the S&P 500 turned south by 5 points, finishing at 3483. It was the third day in a row that stock indexes fell. The reason? Well, the reality is coming home that there will not be a stimulus deal before the election. The markets also reacted to an increased number of first-time jobless claims and the fact that coronavirus is rising quickly in at least 21 states. Facebook led big tech down, falling by 1.9%. Amazon dipped by 0.8%. Alphabet was down 0.5%, and Apple was off by 0.4%. Banks J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Citigroup were all up by over 1%. Meanwhile, energy stocks, ExxonMobil, gained 0.9%, and Chevron was up by 0.8% today. And finally, there is this. The pandemic is continuing to take a toll on higher education, with U.S. undergraduate enrollment dropping by 4%. All of this according to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. Most of the move came from a sharp decline in first-year students, who were down by 16%, as potential students face mounting concerns over finances, traveling to areas where the virus cases are high, or online studying. The declines were even steeper at community colleges, get this, where there was a 9.4% drop and a 22.7% fall in first-year students. 22.7% fall in community colleges. That's big. But on the bright side, graduate enrollment picked up slightly. Well, that's a wrap on today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us each and every business day. For all of us that put this together each day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.